Well, I think one of the biggest ones was a bill that would raise the minimum wage from its current $8 an hour, where it's been the last 6 years, gradually up to $9.25 an hour over a 3 year period, and then adjust for cost of living after that. That one fell 6 votes shy on its first roll call in the assembly yesterday, but the customary arm twisting led to 3 votes to spare when it came back for up for a vote later on. A measure that would help childcare providers unionize also passed the assembly. And a measure that failed the assembly actually was a fracking moratorium. That one fell by a wide margin, but a bill that's considered more of a middle ground that would create new fracking regulations but not a moratorium passed the Senate earlier this week. Another bill that passed the Senate yesterday was the Senate's own version of Governor Jerry Brown's proposal to change how schools are funded. Senate Democrats say they share the governor's goal of helping more low-income students and English language learners, but they have a different idea than the governor of how to do that. And then a bill that failed in the Senate yesterday was a statewide plastic bag ban.
Yeah, sometimes it is the ones that don't pass that make big news too. What about the grocery bag ban? What happened?
Well, in that situation, you had a lot of Democrats that were pretty nervous about voting for this bill, and you can speculate as to why. But a couple of them said they had manufacturing plants in their districts that would cost them hundreds of jobs, and so you had some Democrats speaking up, normally fairly liberal or progressive Democrats who were not willing to vote for this bill. The interesting thing about that, though, is that it did have the support of the California Grocers Association and the California Retailers Association, groups that have been impacted by this measure and have opposed it in the past. But it still had plenty of opposition, and certainly the opposition this time enough to block that bill.
So obviously, lawmakers have covered an awful lot of ground. Is there anything left for today?
Senate's done for the week, but the Assembly still has work to do. And some of the bills that the Assembly could take up today include a measure that would extend vehicle registration fees for 8 years to fund air quality and greenhouse gas reduction programs. If and when that one comes up for debate, it's going to be a doozy because some Republicans and taxpayer advocates call it a $2.3 billion car tax, although this would extend the fees rather than create new ones in that amount, and it would spread over 8 years. Another measure that people are watching closely is one that would close what unions call the Walmart loophole for healthcare coverage. That's where some larger corporations might push their employees off their healthcare rolls to avoid having to cover them under the new federal healthcare law that's going to take effect in early next year.
Well, obviously, lots and lots of bill activity, but there's also, of course, the big budget deadline coming up in about 15 days. They're also working on that, I take it?
Oh, yeah, and the Budget Conference Committee, the Joint Senate Assembly Conference Committee, will meet for its first time this afternoon. There are several differences between the plans put forth by Democrats that control the two chambers, mostly tinkering at the edges, but some of them significant. Both chambers agree that the state will bring in more revenue this year than Governor Jerry Brown projects, but each chamber has its own priorities on how to spend that money. The Assembly wants to increase child poverty grants and the state's welfare to work program known as CalWORKs. Assembly wants to add more slots to childcare programs and put some money back into the court system. And Speaker John Perez is also pushing a middle-class scholarship program for UC and CSU students, which is something he's been working on for the last couple of years without any success up until this point. The Senate's priorities include mental health programs, adult dental benefits, and career technical education. So those are all some things that would need to be worked out, not just whether to fund those programs, which would be increases in funding over the previous budget year, which is something the governor doesn't want to do, but which of those to fund and how much.
Thanks, Ben.
You're welcome.
Ben Adler is Capital Public Radio's Capital Bureau Chief. You can find more state government news online at capradio.org. I'm Marianne Russ, Capital Public Radio News.